I thought I was like on a divine mission. Probably if I had been raised religious, if I had been raised like a Christian, I would have thought I was Jesus. But I was raised by a Marxist, so I thought I was just starting the revolution. You know, I mean, that's like the way I've come to understand it.
Bellevue Hospital chart. Patient name, Debrule Sasha.
And so what I ended up doing was pretending I was asleep and then sneaking out of the house through the window and driving my truck down to the city and then having this, like, mystical visionary experience walking through the streets of New York.
Mother notes that during manic episodes, he sometimes exhibits power and rage characteristic of his deceased father.
I, like, snuck into a big apartment building on 34th Street on the east side and went up to the roof and, like, stripped down to my underwear, and I started smashing the satellite dishes. And I remember I was listening to Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges. I was convinced that I was broadcasting my own thoughts and music out into the world.
Patient was brought in and was initially calm, but ultimately became agitated, throwing medical supplies, garbage cans, and trays of empty urine containers, thus requiring Ativan 2 and Haldol 5.
I had a psychotic breakdown after not having had one for a bunch of years, and it was a very humbling experience.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was totally surprised. I was totally shocked. It was like, that's not the way that the story was supposed to go. I was supposed to heroically get off my psych drugs and be like an inspiring character, but that's not what happened. You know, the first three times I got hospitalized, it took me so long to come out of it. You know, it took me like a year at least each time. And I came out of this one, and I knew, I was like, oh, okay, I went crazy. You know? Okay, well, I screwed up. You know, there's some people that are mad at me. There's a bunch of people that are frustrated with me. But I know basically what happened.